Long Wednesday this blah week, News Mary Blong Radio Australia Long Port Moresby Belinda Cora, he been stopped to name long old local journalist time only ask him straight long Prime Minister James Marape, long talk clear, long sample issue where he stop now here. One pla ask him blong Belinda, Emmy Long or report of some PNG Commerce and Industry Minister Wera Mori, Emmy been asking Australia long $1.5 billion long helping budget blong PNG government, or some Emmy been talking News Mary Sue Lennon.
I am of the opinion that that money will basically go towards funding the budget.
Belinda, you've been asking Mr. Marape long this plan, and me talk. Gaman, you've been talk one time Australia Gaman long sample help long money, na all talk he go ahead yet.
It's just a proposal that has been floating around, so nothing concrete as yet. You know, it's our treasury and their treasuries are in discussion, so Minister Mori just spoke off the cuff on a proposal that has been floated around.
Dinau blong Papua New Guinea Gaman, inau stop long mark blong something all same $11 billion. Na emi big pla worry through long Marape Gaman, big pla long end, emi long all local dinau.
We've looked into all possibilities. We, in our current debt portfolio, there's a heavy and expensive domestic debt component. In the last 7 or 8 years, our government continues to go back to central bank to support budget running to inscribe stock and treasury bills. And that domestic debt is the most expensive part of our debt portfolio.
Mr. Marape talks that long independence, yet long 44 years ago finish, PNG government, he life that's all long dinau.
The last 44 years, debt has always been part of our economy, so to speak. But our government is really looking at trying to ensure that we refinance most of the debt, but more importantly, that heavy and expensive domestic debt component.
Emi talk gaman, emi go ahead long look long all get away, na long hoosat line, long kiss him, halve him, emi long sight long money, long back him dinau blong country.
Our conversations are open to any financial institutions out there, whether it's Australian Federal Reserve, China Exim, or any financial institutions around. But definitely we will not be putting all our eggs in one basket. Someone who comes with the best possible loan term sheet for us, we can work with our central bank to assist alleviate that heavy element of our debt we have.
Not plus something Prime Minister Marape been talk long and two, Emmy long agreement long this plus $20 billion Papua LNG project, where only been signing long time long Prime Minister before Peter O'Neill. Emi talk gaman I look again long display agreement long make sure emi all right underneath long or law blong Papua New Guinea.
Whether the agreement signed is congruent to laws of our land. I'm the last one to break laws of my land. I expect every corporate citizens and every public service and every person also to comply to laws of our land.
Emi talk country, emi need him display Papua LNG project. Na Petroleum Minister Kerengakua ibin go talk one time Papa Blong Company long Singapore long end.
This is a serious investment. Our nation is in investment. We are not in the business of chasing our investors. But in the same context, we must also respect laws we have in our country. And our Minister for Petroleum has taken our cabinet decision to Singapore for a meet. He's met them. He's come back. He has yet to brief our cabinet.
Mr. Marape talk number one work blong Emmy long make sure all 8 million people blong Papua New Guinea, he kiss him good pla benefit long all resources blong all underneath long law blong country.
My business is all about ensuring that what is PNG's entitlement by law in as far as benefit is concerned is secured. And so those reconciliations will go on. And whilst I know it's quite stressful to our international partners, business partners, as I said, you know, I'm not in a place to be forced into making hasty decisions.
Emi talk all decisions where Emi make him now, long all kind big plan investment long country by affecting to all young plan long future. So Emi like make him all right decision.
Because decisions I make today has consequential effect for the 8 million people, if not now, then into the future. So we will be making a decision that is not influenced, coerced or forced by any party, but based on our conviction that those decisions are right for our country today and into the future.